And he says, be zealous, therefore, and repent. Because if we repent, then we don't have to have the hand of his chastening upon us. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come into him and will sup with him and he with me. What a wonderful desire of the Lord Jesus. You see, the reason why he's knocking is he has gone outside of all of the foolishness that is inside. And he's coming to individuals' hearts. Your heart, my heart, and he is knocking. He wants to know who's going to open the heart door, that he might come in. He might have these personal moments, these intimate moments with you and me individually. You see, this is not a collective thought. We're going to get to this in this last verse. This is not a collective statement of the Lord. He is looking for individuals, young men, young ladies, with full schedules, college, finishing up high school, career, desires for careers, husbands, wives, all of these things you're looking for. But he's knocking. And maybe why we're not achieving what we are so most, have such a desire for, some of these things are not materializing because we don't hear the knock. And if we hear it, we're not responding to open the door and see the Lord Jesus standing outside and say, Lord, come in. And he says, I want to sup with you. I want to sit down. And I want to have this intimate time with you so that I might tell you and help you the secret of overcoming and how I overcame as a man and how in this day that you might be an overcomer. You see, being an overcomer is not a collective thing, young people, in this dispensation. It is an individual responsibility. I may have friends. I grew up with some wonderful Christian friends in the meeting. And it came to a point where some of you are, where, you know, you were kind of like a group. And wherever you went, the other three or four went, and blah, blah, blah. But you got to this point where we started to make decisions because we were faced with choices. And some chose that and that. And those things were not the things of Christ. And we had to make individual choices because there's no longer this team effort. Come on, Bobby, stay in line. You know, come on, let's keep going. Come on to the meeting. No, it's at this point where God brings us for individual responsibility. And he says to the one who overcomes, he says, I will grant to him to sit with me in my throne, even as I overcame. The great overcomer, the Lord Jesus himself, is saying to you and I want to tell you something. There is going to be blessing here on the earth. But in the day to come, when rewards are given, when I'm on display, I'm going to grant to you, as an individual who is the overcomer in this day, in this place upon the earth where I was rejected, I was beaten, I was crucified. He says, I'm going to give to you to come up and sit with me on my throne. What a day of display. I want to ask you, young people, do you want to sit up with him on the throne? Or you want to look at others who were faithful and are sitting with him and say, Lord, I wish I had been more faithful to you? That's the challenge for all of us. Faithfulness in a day of his rejection. I want to be someone who sits with him in his throne. And he says, and I am sat down with my Father in his throne. It says in Hebrews chapter 12, of the Lord Jesus, that for the joy that was set before him, the Lord is himself is setting before you and I this great prize, this great compensation that is to be for each one of us who has a desire to be an overcomer. So when the flesh, when the world, the flesh, and the devil crops its head up against us, think about where you want to sit in that day. If you want to be called an overcomer, if you want to be recognized that you chose the Lord Jesus, that you chose the path of obedience, because that's what is going to get you and I a place next to the one who is the overcomer, who is sat down at the right hand of God. It says he despised the shame. It says that Hebrews 12, that for the joy that was set before him, that he despised the shame. What's the next part? He endured the cross and is set down at the right hand of God. The Spirit of God leaves us with this thought. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of God says. It is now up to you and I. You see, those of us that are older, that God has used to lead some of these discussions, it doesn't exempt us from the very same principles, the very same challenges that the Lord is presenting to you. Where do I want to sit? I have an ear. Let me just not be a hearer of the word of God. The Lord said to his disciples, just don't hear what I'm saying. Hearken unto my voice. It means that you're going to do it. And so as we leave, young people, it's been a wonderful time the Lord has brought us to. And he has opened many wonderful, rich things to us. Wonderful examples. But we point you to the one who is the overcomer. He says, in the world you'll have tribulation. He says, but be of good cheer. He says, I. Okay? Not Moses, not Joshua, not Ehud, not Othniel. He says, I have overcome the world. And so if we're in him, we can be overcomers as well. The Lord encourage our hearts, young people, to know that we have all the resources in him, the Spirit of God, the wealth of the Word of God, that enables us, gives us the power that we can be overcomers. The Lord encourage our hearts for his name's sake. Amen. Amen.